Fibber McGee and Company. Billy Mills and his orchestra open the show with I've Taken a Fancy to You. Of housewives who used to spend back-breaking hours scrubbing their kitchen linoleum have learned the modern, easy way to keep kitchen linoleum clean and shining without scrubbing. They now use Johnson's self-polishing glow coat on their kitchen floors, their linoleum rugs, asphalt and rubber tile, painted and varnished wood floors. Glow coat is so easy to apply. You just pour a little of this remarkable liquid right out of the can onto the floor. Spread it lightly over the surface with a clean cloth or the long-handled Glow Coat applier. Then take it easy while Glow Coat dries in 20 minutes to a beautiful, bright polish without any help from you. Johnson's Glow Coat protects floors from scratches and stains. Spilled food can be quickly wiped off the surface. You'll say goodbye forever to floor scrubbing when all your floors are kept shining with Johnson's Glow Coat. That's spelled G-L-O hyphen C-O-A-T. Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. Recognition has come at last to Wistful Vista's leading citizen. With the Justice of the Peace taken ill and only a week of his service left, the Right Honorable Fibber McGee has been appointed to the bench to fill out the term. And here in his chambers about to convene his first session with Silly Watson as bailiff, we find Fibber, objection sustained, McGee.
I got many cases waiting for me today, Sil.
Yes, sir. The court's full of folks, Prefect.
Good. Hand me my black judge's robe, Sil.
Well, yes, Your Honor, but I don't think there's one around here.
No? Well, when you get time, run out and get me one. Oh, I'll tell you what. Go home and get one of my nightshirts and dye it black.
Well, yes, sir. Yes, sir, but if I can't find a nightshirt, would pajamas do?
Yes, I... No! Oh, well, never mind. Open the door.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're coming on it, Judge McGee.
Okay, bailiff. Call the first case.
Yes, sir. The first case is again Mr. Gashouse de Hagen, please.
What's the charge?
No charge, please. We got him for nothing.
What did he do? Is the arresting officer present?
I'm the arresting officer, Your Honor, Constable Cassidy, and 'twas myself that found this spalpeen at 5 o'clock this morning standing in the sidewalk with a fish pole stuck through a window and hooking a pair of pants from a chair in a citizen's bedroom, bedad.
Clear case of hookers and britches. You know what the penalty is for breaking and entering, bud?
Yeah, but you can't hang that rap on me.
Huh?
I wasn't even in the joint. I was standing on a sidewalk, just like the Flatfoot says.
Is that true, Flatfoot, or, officer?
Yes, Your Honor.
30 days in jail and $50. Enter that, bailiff.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you can't do that to me. What's the charge?
Fishing without a license. Next case. Next case.
The next case is Miss Fiditch, please, sir. She got a complaint.
Oh, hi, Miss Fiditch. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and no fancy work?
Oh, yes, Mr. McGee.
Judge McGee, please, ma'am. He's honorable now.
Well, Your Honor, I want to complain about my neighbor, Mrs. Weevil. She lets her cat run into our house all day long, and I want a restraining order to make her keep it at home.
Well, that's a reasonable request, Mrs. Fiditch. Bailiff.
Yes, sir.
Enter an order against Mrs. Weevil, binding her over to keep the puss. Next case. How about that forgery case, bailiff?
We had to let him out of jail, please, sir. His lawyer get him rid of habeas corpus.
You mean habeas corpus. Is the lawyer for J.B. Root in court?
Yes, Your Honor. I'm Mr. Root's attorney.
What's your name?
Wright.
Well, listen, Wright. Did you write a writ for that rat Root?
Yes, but the writ I wrote for Root was a matter of rote, so...
Oh, enough of this rot, Wright. Next case.
Next case is Township Virtuous Mills, please. Mm.
Defendant to the bench.
I'm the defendant, Your Honor.
Oh, it's Billy Mills. Officer, what's the charge against this man?
Well, every night him and his gang plays music next door to the police station.
Oh. Well, what's a couple of horns to the bulls?
Order in the court.
But, Judge, they go from waltzes to rumbas and from hot to sweet. One minute tis a foxy trot, and the next minute tis a karaoke.
Well, how does this mixed music affect the patrolman, officer?
Sure, and it gets every lad off his beat, Your Honor.
Well, that's serious, Mills. According to the statutes, you're guilty of extreme extempo malarkey.
What's the penalty, Judge?
I'm afraid you'll have to swing for it, Billy. Go ahead, swing. I can do the town some good on this job. I can protect the good people from the bad elements.
But the elements never get so bad that Johnson's Auto Wax won't protect your car against them. Why, snow, rain,
sleet. Harpo, shush.
Yes, Your Honor.
You got business in this court?
Yes, Your Honor. I represent my cousin, September Wilcox.
September Wilcox?
Yes, we call him that because he was born in that month.
Oh, I see. I catch on to it.
He's charged with dipping his donuts so hard in his coffee that he splashed several other diners in Simmons' barbecue joint.
Hmm. Dunkin' disorderly, eh?
Well, now, I know you'll be lenient, Judge. Remember the old saying, the quality of mercy is not strained.
Well, I know a better saying than that.
What?
30 days hath September.
Oh.
Next case.
Next case is Fliegenheim versus Jones, please.
Fliegenheim versus Jones.
Yes.
Step forward. Aha. Uh-huh. I can see you got a guilty conscience right away, bud. You ain't got any lobes on your ears, neither. That indicates that you're the criminal type. Which are you, Fliegenheim or Jones?
Neither one. I'm Jones's lawyer.
Oh. Well, what's this case all about?
Shall I read my brief, Your Honor?
Is it a long brief?
No, just a brief brief.
Go ahead.
Whereas, be it said on the 13th day of January, Anno Domini, 1937, hereto referred
whoa,
to...
Hold there. Try that again, bud, and don't drag your feet. By the way, how do you get paid, bud? By the syllable?
No, by the gullible.
Well, now, never mind the la-di-da stuff. Skip the parsley and get down to the meat and potatoes.
Well, it seems that one of Mr. Fliegenheim's trees has a branch that hangs over into my client's backyard.
Oh.
And my client claims he's entitled to whatever drops off the tree on his side of the fence.
Well, if you've brung any of the evidence into this court, hand it over. It's my fruit.
You mean you're nuts.
Huh?
It's a hickory tree.
Oh. Go ahead.
This man, Fliegelheim, wants payment for all the nuts gathered up by Mr. Jones. I rest my case, Your Honor.
You ought to. It's pretty weak. Hand me my law book, bailiff.
You sitting on it, please?
Huh? Oh, yes. I use it as a basis for all my legal work. Well, Bud, according to a precedent handed down by Judge Herman P. Chinrattle in the 9th District Court of Cape Cossadal, Massachusetts, and upheld by 3 passing pedestrians, is that paragraph 14, Veeley versus Voorhees, is entitled to a writ of non-compos mentis, unless there is a malice count, in which case the Yankees ain't got a chance. You get 5 days to perfect your appeal.
I demand a change of venue.
Oh, what for? You look all right for an informal case like this, Bud. Bailiff, mark this case bound over.
Bound over? What'll I tell my client?
Just that, Bud. Tell him to bound over the fence and cut the tree down. Next case.
Will the next case?
Here. Keep that dog quiet. Who brung that beagle in here?
Well, he a defendant, please, sir. He being sued for assault and battery.
Well, keep him quiet till this case is called. What's the next case, bailiff? Murder, mail robbery, mayhem, or matrimony?
Well, this here young couple is next, please. I think they
want... Oh, don't tell me what they want, Sil. I can read it in their happy young faces. Step right up, sis. You too, Bud, and don't be nervous.
Oh, I'm not nervous, Your Honor, but...
Oh, come. Smile a little bit. That's it. After all, it ain't every day.
You see, Your Honor, the reason we came in here...
Now, don't say another word, Bud. I'm glad to do it. Grab a hold of each other's hands.
Do we have to?
Well, it's customary. Where's the ring?
Right here. And if this ain't a first-class ring...
Now, don't get so excited, Bud. Face each other. Do you, sis, take this man to be your legal wedded husband?
Why, no.
And do you, Bud, take this little bundle of joy to be yours for penthouse or pup tent? Sickness and golf? Double features and burnt toast?
Just a minute, Your Honor.
Now, who's doing this? I now pronounce you man and wife. And the efficient gent usually gets a kiss. Give me a smack, kid, sis. Out. Hey, what's the idea?
Well, the idea is that we didn't come in here to get married.
Huh?
I wanted to prefer charges against this man. He sold me a diamond ring, and I know very well it's glass.
That ain't so, Judge. It ain't glass.
Here. Come. You two ain't going to start quarreling so early in your married life, are you?
Oh, I don't mind being married so much, Judge, but I hate to get gypped on this ring. Why, this guy told me...
I'm sorry, sis. You're too late. A wife can't testify against her husband.
Is that true, Judge?
You betcha, Bud.
Hot dog. Listen, kid, I know 40 other suckers I can knock over these phony diamonds. You round them up, I'll take them. See, we'll split 50-50. Is that a deal?
Darling, here's how we're working out.
Well, I'll be seeing you later, folks. Probably. Next case.
Township virtuous Clark Dennis.
Oh, Clark Dennis. What you charged with, Clark?
Well, I was riding along on my motorcycle Saturday, Judge. And I came alongside a car, and somebody stuck his hand out the window with a $5 bill in it. So I took it.
Oh, I see. Petty larceny, eh?
No, impersonating an officer.
Well, dear. Well, I'm afraid I'll have to pronounce sentence. Clark Dennis will offer in the still of the night. End of sentence.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, oh, the times without number, darling, when I say to you, do you love me as I love you? Come true.
fine face out of sight, like the moon growing dim on the rim of the hill in the
All right, folks, as justice of the peace for Whistle Vista, I declare the court's in session.
Well, I declare it is, isn't it?
What's the next case, Bailiff Watson?
Next case for a bad debt, please, sir. Little old grocery store man said the defendant ain't paying a grocery bill and he want to have the law grab defendant's salary.
Well, is the defendant a man or a woman?
I don't know, please, sir. Do that make any difference?
Why, sure it does. We got to know whether to garner she or garner he. Next case. Keep that dog quiet down there. You'll have to leave the room. I think they're in the wrong place anyway, Sil. That pooch belongs in the Court of Common Pleas. Next case.
Guess I'm next, Johnny.
Quit calling the court Johnny.
Hey, what's he, Johnny?
I says refer to me as my honor, or your honor, our honor. What's the case?
They got me for petting in the park, Johnny.
Call me your honor.
My honor, eh?
No, my honor.
Well, make up your mind, Johnny.
Where's the other guilty party?
She's home, I guess.
Is there any reason why I shouldn't issue a bench warrant?
There warrant no bench, Judge. We were sitting on the grass.
Well, I'll let you off with a warning, old-timer. But after this, no more public necking, see?
That's okay, Johnny. We're running off from getting married tomorrow. Us crazy kids.
Next case.
May I present a case, Your Honor?
Oh, Attorney Wilcox. Go ahead, Harville.
This woman is guilty of gross negligence, Your Honor. She refuses to even try Johnson's glow coat, the no-rubbing, no-buffing floor polish that shines as it dries.
Oh, that's terrible. You know what that means, sis. Hard labor for life.
Oh.
Next case. Quiet. Can't you muffle that mutt, bud? What's the next case, Sil?
A little old Chinaman, please, sir. Mr. Gooey Fooey.
Okay. Gooey Fooey to the stand.
Oh, yes, and me Gooey Fooey.
Oh. Raise your right hand, Gooey Fooey. You swear to speak truly, whole truly, nothing but truly, and no hooey, Gooey Fooey?
Oh, yes, I can do it.
Okay. Now then, what was it you wanted?
Well, you remember a punch board in my restaurant?
Yes, I remember that punch board all right, and I told you to get it out of there. That's gambling. It's my decision that punch boards are illegal.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh, very sorry.
What do you mean, very sorry?
Well, let me just come and tell you, you win the first prize, $25. Goodbye now.
Still, I'm going to appeal that decision. Next case.
Take my case next, Judge. I'm in no hurry.
Wait a minute. Listen, bud. Quit trying to butt in here.
Yes, but this is an outrage. I demand to be released at once.
Your Honor, this guy was caught driving 50 miles an hour past the schoolhouse. And school was letting out and the little toddlers was trying to cross the street and all.
Oh, one of them guys, huh? Bud, you don't know how glad I am to see you.
Well, I was in a hurry.
Oh, so you was in a hurry, eh? Bud, last year, about 40,000 men, women, and kids was killed by cars in this country.
My car was under perfect control.
At 50 miles an hour, 2 tons of steel ain't ever under control. 50 miles an hour with kids crossing the street because you was in a hurry.
Well, let me...
Well, I'm in a hurry, too. I'm in a hurry to see a guy like you take a long vacation from your ignition keys. You got gasoline in your veins and a carburetor where your heart ought to be. Speed's all right at times, bud, but there's a time and place for everything. And we got both for you. The time is 90 days and the place is the county jail. Take him away, officer. He's in a hurry.
Winter sleet and snow and sudden temperature changes such as we've had in the last few days are harmful to the finish of any car. If you want your car to come through the winter in good shape, clean off the dirt and decomposed lacquer now with Johnson's Auto Cleaner. Then cover the surface with a coat of tough, glistening Johnson's Auto Wax. If you prefer, you can have the job done at a nearby Johnson's Wax Station. Garages and service stations everywhere. Wax cars the Johnson way. And you'll be elated when you see the fine job they do for a very reasonable price.
Here y'all. Come here, Judge. Oh, right in the courtroom.
That rabbit, keep that dog quiet. What do you think this is, a dog show?
If it was, you'd take first prize, Airedale.
Who said that? One more crack like that, and I'll clear this court.
Oh, excuse me, Your Honor, but I am from the high school paper, and I am studying civics. And will you please tell me something about your work?
Well, Biff, it's real interesting work, if you can get it. I was interested in it even when I was a young fella. Oh, I was a great one for the law in them days, sis.
Oh, I just bet you were.
Yes, sir. When a crook come into my court, he was pointed for the pen. Pen Pointer McGee, I was known as in them days.
Cross your heart?
May lightning strike me. How is it out, Sil? Cloudy? Pen Pointer McGee, the paragon of plucky, peerless, popular, perfectly poised prosecutors, pouncing on pickpockets, plug uglies, and pompadoured pool room punks, putting the pinch on pilfering palookas, popping them in the pen, and proudly pointed to as the pop of perfect police performance from the pagan paradise of Tango Pango to the pleasant portals of Port-au-Prince. Now, if you'll excuse me, sis, I got a few more cases. Next case, bailiff.
Township, virtuous Mr. Nicholas DePopulos, please, sir.
Oh, Nick DePopulos. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth and all stuff like that there?
Sure, Fisher. But since whenever did you disappoint yourself to be a justipouse of the pieces?
Well, I'm just filling out the term, Nick. You're charged with riding a bicycle on the sidewalk.
Oh, sure, Fisher. I'm taking hold of the handlebars and poodling my bicycles along, minding my own business, which isn't very good just now. And who's grabbing my coat tails by the patrol cop? And he's saying I am a disorderly conductor.
Well, after all, Nick, it is against the law to ride a bicycle on the sidewalk. You know that.
Sure, Fisher. But in the final analysis, who is making these fine laws? The people.
You betcha.
I am a people, so I am making the laws, too. And if I'm breaking my own stuff, do I care? No. Case dismissed.
Now, wait a minute, Nick. Wait a minute. The laws are for the good of the many, not the few, you know. They're for the common good. But I guess you mean well. Discharge.
Oh, thank you, Caesar. If you are wanting to ride my bicycle sometime, don't hesitate to be disappointed, because I'm selling it today.
Well, hurry up and clear the calendar, Sil. It's getting late. We got to get going. Dad, Braddock, bring that dog up here. I'll take that case next. You the complainant, sis?
Yes, I am. I was walking along past this man's house, and this great big brood ran out and grabbed the hem of my leopard coat and tore it.
It ain't leopard, it's rabbit. You can't fool this dog.
Here. Pipe down. That's friend. Ain't he, doggy?
Tiger? Come back here, Tiger.
Hey, Sil.
Yes, sir.
Get a doctor.
Did that old dog get the justice of the peace?
Worse than that, Sil. He got a piece of the justice.
If you have never used Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, you may be tempted to doubt our often repeated statement that glow coat eliminates the need for scrubbing kitchen linoleum. But hear what Mrs. Ina Potter, 106 Ellington Street, Dorchester, Massachusetts, in an unsolicited letter, has to say. Quote, In July 1937, I moved into my present apartment, and on the 19th of July, my new kitchen linoleum was laid. Will you believe me when I tell you that I have not as yet scrubbed my linoleum? 3 days after it was laid, I went over it with Johnson's Glow Coat. And I've been doing the same thing every few weeks since then. My linoleum has been on the floor for 6.5 months, and it looks just as nice as the day it was laid, thanks to Johnson's Glow Coat. Unquote. And our thanks to Mrs. Potter. We assure all our listeners that Johnson's Glow Coat keeps linoleum looking new, not just for months, but for years. Oh, yes, remember, you save money when you buy the larger sizes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Molly wants me to thank you all for the many letters of inquiry you've been sending and the interest you've taken in her illness. We regret that we can't answer them all personally, but in response to those who have failed to understand her absence from the show, we have asked one of her attending physicians to give us a statement for you. Will you read it, Harlow?
Certainly, Fibber. It says, Marion Jordan, Molly McGee, is still under treatment for nervous exhaustion resulting from too strenuous attention to her work and study. She shows a gratifying improvement, and her ultimate recovery is assured. Signed, Dr. William L. Herner.
Thanks, Harlow. Good night, folks.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat at Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Monday night at this same time. Good night.
Among the musical selections presented in this program was Hi-Ho from Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company. This is station WMAQ, Chicago. Clark Dennis, NBC romantic song stylist, is appearing in person at the State Lake Theater here in Chicago all this week.